we can have proper Sheva Brachot. Coming to yeshiva should be more than just learning Gemara, learning theoretical things. It should be unthinkable that we leave yeshiva without understanding Judaism thoroughly, both on a theoretical level and even more important on a practical level. I remember when I was your age going to weddings, I didn't think we really understood what was going on, why it was going on, how it was going on. And I encourage you, over the year, or years you spend in yeshiva, to really make sure you understand what is a brit milah, what is shechita, and we'll be having sessions to teach you these things. What is a Jewish wedding? What are the components? What goes on? Why does it go on? So I want to take the opportunity to speak about Sheva Brachot here, and I think it's particularly appropriate to the couple that we're celebrating, as I'll connect after we finish speaking about it. You have on the sheet that's been given out to you the brachot, the words that are said at a wedding. We have some extra sheets here. I don't think people here at this table received, so sure, we're going to show the mishpacha, even though they probably heard it a few times over the last few days. But Ken Yerbu, they should keep having smachot. Under the chuppah, we begin by making a great priyagafen on a kos, because any time we're celebrating, we take wine, which is celebratory, and we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem for what we're celebrating. And we begin the first part of the chuppah, we praise Hashem for the mitzvah of Erusin, for giving us the ability to make real commitments to each other and not just the kinds of marriages that unfortunately we see around us in society. After the couple is wed, we then say brachot of shevach, of hope for the chatan and kala in their future. And those brachot, which the Gemara calls birkat chatanim, the brachot that pertain to the chatan, we traditionally call Sheva Brachot because there are seven. But the most surprising thing about Sheva Brachot, which we say at the chuppah and throughout the week, 7 days of Sheva Brachot, the most surprising thing about them, if you look at the sheet in front of you, is that very few of them are actually about the chatan and kala. If you look at the brachot here, you'll see the first of them, Brei Pri Hagafen. Okay, we have a code, so you have to say Brei Pri Hagafen. The second one, Sha'akol Bara Lechvodo, that everything was created for the honor of God. A beautiful bracha, but not about the chatan and kala. The third and fourth brachot are about the creation of man. The first one talks about the creation of man. The second one talks about the creation of woman from man, and ends the same way, Yotzer Adam. Again, very nice. Not about the chatan and kala. The fifth one speaks about the reunification of Yerushalayim with her children. Anytime we have a simcha, we have to speak about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has been separated from the Jewish people, and now that a chatan and kala are coming back together, we use this as a basis for hoping that the Jewish people will continue to be ingathered and reunited with Yerushalayim. Then we speak about, finally, the sixth bracha, Sameach Tesameach Re'em Ha'uvim. Celebrate with our beloveds here. And Ariel is beloved to us, and now they as a couple are beloved to us. Kisamecha yetzircha v'gan Eden mikedem. Like the one who created you was sameach with you in Gan Eden. Baruch ata Hashem esameach chatan v'kala. One line is about the chatan and kala. The last bracha asher bara is a summary of all the others. It speaks about how there'll be weddings again in Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Mehera Hashem Elokeinu yishama v'yarei Yehuda v'chutot Yerushalayim. Soon Daniel will play for us, and we thank him for being here to add music to the simcha, but also not really about the chatan and kala. I'd like to briefly explain to you why, when a chatan and kala get married, we say so many things that don't have to do with them. The Gemara in Brachot tells us, the Gemara in Tuvot tells us, that when a Jewish man and a Jewish woman get married, and when people are misameach them, it's as if one of the churvot of Yerushalayim has been rebuilt. And I think the significance of that is that when a Jewish marriage is done properly, it means the Jewish people, the world is moving forward to being repaired. We don't see a marriage as just something personal where two people come together. We see it in the global, eternal, historical context of the Jewish people. But that's if a marriage is done properly. I want to tell you guys that it's very hard to be married. I don't mean to make it sound difficult. It's very hard to be married because we're each raised very selfishly. In our world, people are raised to care about themselves. Marriage hinges, a healthy marriage hinges on being able to care about someone else as much as you care about yourself. But how can you do that? If you're raised your whole life, your life is about you, it's about you, it's about you. How can you care about somebody else more than yourself? It's almost impossible. That's what the Sheva Brachot are coming to give you advice on. Let's take a look at the first bracha we say after Borei Pri HaGafen. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Bara L'Chvodo. If you want to be able to have a healthy marriage, the formula is to keep reminding yourselves that everything in the world is here for the honor of God. If a man is about himself and a woman is about herself, there's no way they can care about each other more than they care about themselves. But if you're about the honor of God, and you find a woman who's about the honor of God, so then it's not about me and it's not about you, it's about something higher than both of us. We're committed together to something, to pursuing something that's more important than either of us. And that's why the next brachot are about the creation of man. If we're here because some woman and some man decided to have a child together or didn't decide, so then we're haphazard, we don't mean anything, we're like an amoeba. But if we remember that God created man special and then created woman from man, that the nature of the bond between man and woman is intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not haphazard. The relationship, the love, the oneness that a man and woman can feel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention to create them as one and then separate them so that they can really feel that oneness. Then you realize that the love of marriage is a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the love you feel is here to help you be able to accomplish what Hashem put both of you in the world to accomplish, not as separate people, but as one person. When you understand that, then you realize that the significance of marriage is not just about you. It's about the Jewish people. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goals in this world, which is why we continue and we talk about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the goals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as being fulfilled in this marriage. Now, this is all true. The two people getting married in Westchester. Right? You ever hear of Westchester?
No, I forgot.
Pardon me, where are you from? Okay, I don't want to talk about Kfar Chasidim. We'll get there in a second. Because this is all true. If a person gets married in Westchester, they should be L'Shem Shamayim. They should care about God's will. And that's what connects you more. But a person who gets married in Kfar Chasidim. So that's in Eretz Yisrael. When we talk about how a couple getting married is rebuilding Eretz Yisrael and returning the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, so there you go. And I would say it's an even bigger simcha when the marriage includes someone returning from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael and coming together with someone in Eretz Yisrael. When we talk about Sameach to Samach, when you talk about Tzos, Tzis, V'Tagela, Akara, V'Kibbutz, Banel, L'Tocha, B'Simcha, there's no better way to express this than to have Kibbutz, Banel, L'Tocha, B'Simcha. And if Ariel returned first alone, and you know, you're here, people go back, most of Ariel's people in Yeshiva with Ariel are not here, right? Many went back. When you marry someone from Israel with the intention of building a bayit in Eretz Israel, you are fulfilling through this marriage the realization of this bracha. And I can say that looking at this couple, one part I know very well, the other part I look forward to getting to know, and seeing how they came during Sheva Bracha to the yeshiva to make sure that boys could start their year in learning properly, I know that they understand Shakol Bara L'Chvodo. And that's why we're Sameach together with you, because to see a couple that understands what marriage is about, and that sees on their own the significance of the rebuilding of the Jewish people as they rebuild themselves, it makes us happy, because we realize that with your marriage, the Jewish people, the world is moving closer to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from it. And that makes us very happy. And that's why it's very important that all of you can celebrate together, because this is what we all should be celebrating. The realization of the goals of the Jewish people. Building homes, rebuilding Yerushalayim, rebuilding the Jewish people together as family in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we're all very lucky that will have Ariel on staff this year, and you'll all, Mirz Hashem, get to know him. Because you'll be able to see in him someone who comes from the places you come from, and someone who is able to build his home here. And you'll be able to gain from him in what he teaches you, but even more importantly, you'll be able to gain from him in what he represents for you. And that's why it's a very big simcha for all of us. That's why I want to thank you guys for making time in the busy schedule. I'm sure they're running you around from place to place, are they? So thank you for putting us on the whirlwind tour. If only, how many lunches are you having today? Six, seven? If only for, you know, a little while. So that we could all celebrate together with you how you represent the Jewish people going in the right direction. Both in being people who are more than just about yourselves, who live she'akol bara l'chvodo, who understand that the oneness of what you come together to be is for avodat Hashem, and how you yourselves are helping rebuild Michuvot Yerushalayim. And that's why you bring us much simcha, and I want to thank you for bringing it to us. Okay, let's get the right key. You start, Daniel.